Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
We're doing okay. We're focused on the enemy. It's about 6 o'clock in the evening here right now.
What can you give me a brief rundown of what a day is like out there in Baghdad?
Well, a day is definitely 24 hours. We don't want to set a pattern. We don't want to do the same thing over and over again for this insurgency. So when you say a day in the life of a soldier in Iraq, our soldiers are focused and they're partnered every day with Iraqi security forces. So a day for us is definitely 24 hours. It's nonstop operations, and it's always combined with the Iraqi security forces. And we got great support from our country, whether it be mail or email or internet. We get lots of support from everyone, and they also have the opportunity at the forward operating bases to stay in touch with their loved ones, so they have downtime to stay in touch with family and friends. And then lastly, they have each other, and they're taking good care of each other. There's a lot of camaraderie over here.
Now, Colonel, you're with the 101st, is that correct?
Right, we're the 4th Brigade of the 101st, stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. We're also the 506th Regimental Combat Team. We were able to receive the honor of being the 506th. So we have a regimental affiliation as well as our brigade affiliation at the 101st. So we're both. And it's a good deal because a lot of legacy, a lot of great veterans have come before us in the 506th. So it gives us a lot of strength when we look back on our veterans.
And now I know all the 101st is scheduled to be coming home. Are you and your men getting ready to come home, or will you be staying there longer because of the regimental affiliation?
Well, we arrived in November of 2005, and we are scheduled to redeploy in November of 2006, but an extension could occur, and it's what we're prepared to stay and accomplish the mission. And if there's an extension made by our chain of command for an extension, we understand that just like others have.
And how many men are we talking?
We have 5,000 coalition forces in East Baghdad, and we have, under our tactical control, 15,000 Iraqi security forces. So that amounts to about 7 U.S. battalions, about 25 Iraqi battalions, 8,000 police, and about 42 police stations throughout very large area with 4.7 million Iraqi people, mainly in the built-up areas. Obviously, we have some rural countryside. So it's a densely populated area all along the east side of the Tigris River in Baghdad.
Can you talk a little bit about what it's like working with Iraqi security forces there?
It's great because they're committed. They're committed to their country. They're Iraqis first. They got the most dangerous job in the world, trying to provide protection to their population, and they have an honorable profession, whether they be police, firemen, army, national police, and they're doing a great job, and their life is on the line every day. So they're definitely committed, and we have the highest regard for them. We work side by side with them every day. You know, since we've been here for the last 9 months, every operation we've done has been a combined operation. When we put a plan together, it's always got Iraqi security forces in there because part of our charter is to make sure that they're trained. And so that's why we do so many combined operations. It's also the right solution for continuity, so we can actually hand off sectors or missions.
What feeling you get from the Iraqi citizens there in Baghdad and the U.S. presence?
Well, they voted 3 times in 2005, I think above 60% of the population. So we know they're committed to a free Iraq. And so when you get out in the mahallas and you get out in the neighborhoods and talk to them, most of them want their children to grow up in a peaceful Iraq. They want to be able to go to work and go about their business and have a normal life. And they don't want the small percent of these of their population to commit crimes, kidnap, murder, extort them for money, and to try to create some kind of anarchy so their government can't take hold. So my answer is, easily the majority of the population wants to have the liberties that a free democracy would have.
On a personal level, Colonel, what's it like for you being over there for so long and away from your family?
Oh, we understand when we sign up that we're going to be away from our families, and we have service members with multiple rotations into combat and also into other areas where we cannot bring our families, deployments overseas. So it's a tough lifestyle at times, but no different than other armies, and no different than the Iraqi security forces, who have to leave their families for months at a time, maybe years, to protect their country. So I'm surrounded by heroes every day, and it's just an honor going to work. It's not really going to work, because I'm a brigade commander of 3,700, almost 5,000 when you look at all the attachments. So when I look around the battlefield, there's getting nothing but heroes, and it's just an honor to be able to work side by side with the soldiers and airmen and sailors that are in our formations to protect our interests overseas.
Now, Colonel, I know we're got to wrap up here. We've got another interview to hit, but any final thoughts on your mission there and some of the things maybe you might hear from the states? What is the feeling like as far as what you think Americans feel about you all being there?
Well, we have nothing but support. The Army provides the protection, the latest technology to protect our soldiers. The civilians provide mail and packages and letters from daycare centers. And so as far as our soldiers are concerned, we feel the support from America. And we understand that everyone's got a free voice in America to say whatever they think is right. But on the ground, we're cautiously optimistic, and we see success in the future. And I'd like to take the opportunity also to thank the soldiers overall and their families back at Fort Campbell and Fort Hood, and to the American people for their continued support for the men and women of our joint and combined operation. So very proud of our soldiers. They're extremely disciplined, and they're totally focused. Thanks for your time today.
Colonel Thomas Dale, thank you for your time. Thank you very much for your service, and thanks to all of your men, and send them our love and support.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.